You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm Doyle Shamley.
And I'm William Cooper.
We switch roles just for tonight. Doyle's gonna be doing a lot of the broadcast tonight, folks, because he's the he's the cable man, and that means he knows a hell of a lot more about electronics and electricity and cables and wires and fittings and how to hook things up and antennas and all that kind of stuff, because that's what he does every day. And don't forget, folks, today is Be Kind to Cable Man Day.
All right. We need it after all this wind.
It is every day. We've been having some weird weather. We had about 2 days of wind that almost killed everything that lives. Mm-hmm. And I was running around trying to keep everything wet, because this dry Arizona wind just sucks the life out of trees and plants and gardens and lawns and all that kind of stuff. And it really blows up here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So for 2 days, I was pretty upset about it. I didn't say anything on the radio, but I was pretty upset about it. You know how much I love what we've been trying to make grow around here for years. And the wind was, it was the same wind that was making the fire in Los Alamos burn all those houses. Mm-hmm. And if it hadn't stopped when it did, we would have lost every tree we have. I think we've lost two.
Yeah. Maples.
Yeah, maples. Yeah. We lost.
Sucked the life out of everything.
So, and they were there for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think three, maybe four. And now they're dead because of the wind. So I saved the rest of them, though. I kept everything wet and the ground soaked and running around, and the wind dried me out.
Yeah.
And then we had, 1 day of beautiful weather?
Yeah.
And a half a day.
Half a day.
And Doyle and I were sitting out on the back porch at lunch, and then Doyle left to go back to work. And I went in and got a piece of chicken, came back and sat down. All of a sudden, the sun disappeared, and the wind almost blew me off the mountain.
Yep. The whole sky turned black.
It was incredible. But it only blew for, about an hour?
Yeah, about an hour.
And then it stopped.
And now there were sprinkles right now.
Yeah, and it's cold outside.
It's cold, yeah.
Really cold. And it's been really warm and hot here. Well, folks, get ready, because Doyle is going to, if you live in the Round Valley, this is mainly for people who live in the Round Valley. If you don't live in the Round Valley, but you like to watch television, you might want to listen in on this. And when we get done with what Doyle's going to do, then we'll open the phones and take calls. And you can either talk about what we've been talking about up till that point, or you can bring up your own subject. It's okay with me. So we'll be right back after the short pause, and Doyle is going to give all the people in the Round Valley all the skinny and scoop and stuff on how to hook up their television sets so that you, too, can be in on the best-kept secret in Arizona, Round Valley Television, Channel 15.
Just leave me like you found me, or put my feet around me. Oh no, not me. You want a lamb, but I'm a wildcat. If you just keep that in mind, I let you hurt and hurt me, and then you died and let me go free. Let me be your crazy little kitten, but you just don't. You chain it, or try to dream it, and you'll have me eaten out of your hands. So don't forget that I'm a wildcat, and you're just kidding, I'm fine. So wildcat, what's the limit? Or kitten's going to tame me? Oh no, not me. Move over, tiger. Thank you.
Another one of those fantastic old hits that you only hear on 101.1 FM Eager. Nowhere else in the world will you hear that kind of music. Mm-hmm. First time I ever heard it, I was 14 or 15 years old. That's how old it is. Oops. I'm not really that old. Actually, I just turned 57, darn it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like it, you know, at all.
Good.
I'm still ripping along. I've told most of you, some of you may not have been tuning in until tonight, that we've been working for over a year. Hasn't it been over a year, Doyle?
Yeah.
To get Round Valley Television on the air. And it's been tough. We thought it was going to be really easy, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
And we ordered our first transmitter, and boy, we were all enthusiastic and ready to go, and it was just a little tiny thing. And we tested it out and got a good picture and all that kind of stuff, but we never could get any sound.
No, no sound at all.
The sound was just totally, what?
It was just scratchy. That's all we got. It wasn't sending it out.
Yeah.
Not enough power or whatever.
Whatever it was, it didn't work. So then we got another one. And that didn't work.
No.
We had to go round and round with the supplier to get the first one replaced because it was defective. And what happened to the second one, Doyle?
It didn't work any better.
It was the same
thing.
So,
beautiful picture.
Yeah.
I'll give it that.
And we had all the studio equipment and cameras. I mean, the best that you can get. We have some really top-of-the-line stuff. We have a live studio the switcher and the Trinity system, and we've got cameras that will produce 700 and 800 horizontal lines of resolution, which is better than anybody's television out there
could ever handle.
But, you know, the better signal you put out, no matter what you handle, the better your reception and your picture is going to be. So that was our, you know, reasoning behind that. And thanks to the donations of all the listening audience, we actually started taking donations, it was over 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got everything, and then we started to put together the station to get on the air. That was over a year ago.
That was, yeah, I remember it was the fall of 98, so yeah, year and a half almost, yeah.
Yeah, and so we started working on it, and it's taken us this long to find a transmitter to test it out, make sure it works, and we got that several months ago, and it worked fine, but it would only broadcast for a half a mile, which meant that we needed an amplifier, and we soon discovered that those were like non-existent for our level of doing things, because we didn't need a whole lot of power. We're up on a hill. We don't want to go across state lines or we don't want anybody outside this valley to watch our television station. It's just it's a non-profit community service, and I operate it for free as a hobby because I enjoy this stuff. I enjoy doing things for the community. I enjoy it an awful lot, and so does Doyle. And we're always doing those kinds of things, and we won't go into those, but we're always doing things for our community. We like to help our community and our neighbors, our fellow man, whatever you want, however you want to verbalize that. And thanks to Scott Becker, my old buddy, who hadn't been for him, Alan Weiner and Johnny Lightning, there never would have been an hour of the time. I never would have been on radio. And Scott Becker came through for me again and found somebody who could, they actually built it from scratch, built our amplifier specifically for our frequency and our power level that we needed, which is really, really low. And by golly, this last weekend, was it this last weekend?
Yeah.
Last weekend. See, you know, I work so hard from the time I get up until the time I go to bed at night, I'm doing stuff. Whether it's on the computer or reading a book or doing research or on the phone or working on the websites, sites, plural, lots of them now. So I lose track of time and days. I don't know what day it is unless I, you know, I look for it somewhere. So it was last weekend. We put everything on the air to test.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we do, Doyle? You were the primary man working on that. All I did was turn everything on.
And we got our portable television set, which runs off D cell batteries or cigarette lighter plugs.
Yeah, it's just a little bitty thing. It's what is it?
The length of my pen diagonally. I forgot to measure it, so I was running out the door and ring. About 5 inches, 5-inch screen.
And it runs off of
a 12-volt cigarette lighter plug, or I think it's 9 DC batteries, D-side batteries.
What kind of antenna does it have?
Just a single telescoping, more meant like for a radio.
So just a single telescoping antenna,
yeah.
Which is really made for VHF, not UHF,
yeah.
And we're transmitting on UHF.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
Well, once we tested it right here where it was blasting, obviously, to make sure the cigarette lighter plug worked, because it didn't the first time. I got a map of Eager, although I don't think I really needed it. I get thing here, every street memorized, and just systematically drove around Eager street by street and intentionally got, in certain instances, got behind barriers. Like I was telling you, bit large tree lines.
Yeah, and hills.
Hills.
And houses. And
houses. Did line of sight, if I could see,
mm-hmm.
If I could see this spot or intentionally not see this spot. And I would basically tinker with the antenna length and orientation as far as compass directions and tune it in and check the quality and then call in and on the portable phone and tell you how it was doing.
And you literally went to the farthest points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All around the valley where there are people who could possibly listen to television. You went to the northeast corner, the southeast corner,
mm-hmm.
The southwest corner,
mm-hmm.
the southeast corner, and the north and south and east and west. And,
mm-hmm.
And what did you find out?
Well, I found out that sometimes because of where I had to pull over,
uh-huh.
I couldn't stay too long. I was in the way. But if I had the time to mess with the little telescoping antenna and orient it, I could see it and hear it fine.
So you got a good picture,
yeah.
And good sound everywhere you went, if
mm-hmm.
you had time to, because you got to remember, folks, this is a little tiny TV set, and it's got one telescoping antenna, which is a weird way to test a TV station.
Yeah.
But that's the only...
And only about a 4-foot cord, so
yeah.
I was jumping up, hanging out of the truck door, the driver's side window, putting on the roof of the truck, and everybody driving by thought it was Earth to Mars mission or something, looking at me, I'm sure.
What is this guy doing?
I know.
Did anybody ever come up and ask you what you were doing?
Yes, at one spot, right prior to me calling to tell you it would be the north, east section of town, actually Springerville proper,
mm-hmm.
going out to
be out by the storage place, out
yeah.
by Mike's,
mm-hmm. Exactly,
out by the highway patrol,
mm-hmm. yeah, someone was coming out, I guess, just to, I don't know, check the truck.
What are you doing in my yard?
Yeah. And I told him what I was doing.
Did he have a big dog with him?
No, he was pretty good. It was a gal with him, and she said, "Oh, what are you talking about?" I said, "Yeah, I'm testing a television station right now. We don't have one." I said, "Yeah, there's one right now. Look it." And I had the picture on, and at that time it was a gentleman. I'm not sure who the actor's name was. He was in a bed, like maybe he was giving his last tail, and to somebody. And
dying story.
Yeah, exactly. And made it go in and out by twisting that antenna to try to make them believe that, I'm doing this. It's not hooked up to a VCR.
What'd they say?
They just kind of looked at me. I mean, I don't... Who knows? Maybe they checked it out that afternoon, or maybe they said, that guy's a kook. Let's call the cops. I don't know. But we got it. When I was out on... Where was it? It would be the south. Amity is the proper name. That would be southwest. That's about the... Except for one more little hop over. About the farthest neighborhood that I could think that we'd be even trying to get to, based on, you know, size and amplification. And that's where I was watching Doris Day in a song, along down.
I remember that, black and white.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't remember the name of the movie.
You were probably trying to make it come into color, huh?
Well, I was trying.
It was in black and white.
Actually, that's embarrassing.
I saw that, and I thought, oh, I hope Doyle's not trying to get a picture because he's going to think he's lost the color.
I wasn't going to say anything, but prior to that, it was in color. And then we switched testing signals, and I was playing with the brightness and color. I was
trying to
until I saw it was dinosaur. Then I realized, I don't need to do that. A very young dinosaur, in an evening gown.
Yeah, back then, they had color TV, but nobody had color TV, and nobody was broadcasting in color TV either. It existed.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hitler actually broadcast
on ACPA.
A color television during the Olympic Games, didn't he?
Yes.
Which I thought was incredible. That was 1936, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the color television's been around a lot longer than most people think. It was just so expensive and so hard to make it work that nobody messed with it for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what that means is using the worst possible test equipment that we could possibly use. And you were able to get the signal strong and clear and in color when we were broadcasting in color, except for that one segment there that was old television.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who goes down to Radio Shack and gets a little cheapy antenna can receive Round Valley Television Channel 15.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Because if you remember the one network, when we went back to color, you know how in the lower right-hand corner generally is where the network will put their little call sign, and I was able to tell you exactly who it was. Now imagine how small that is on a 5-inch screen.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
And I was on the way going out of town.
And what was it?
TV Land.
TV Land, that's right.
I watched Mikhail Granger's, or Mikhail's Navy?
Mikhail's Navy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Mikhail's Navy.
It's okay, I was an F troop.
So. I kept looking for Mikhail, I couldn't find him. I kept bumping into Commander Stevenson. And he kept saying, what are you doing, Cooper? You're supposed to be on patrol. And I'm looking for Mikhail. What? Who? Well, so what do you think after all that time, all that work?
Well, it's worth it. Because last 4th of July was all that I had to see. We had a severe... I think, in fact, most of the parade got rained out here in Eager because of the fair monsoon season.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to be on call for work, and I got a call about someone's TV wasn't working. And I went out with a young boy that I was watching at the time, and Cody. And I ended up till 9 o'clock at night. I seen why this needs to happen. This gentleman was wheelchair-bound.
Uh-huh.
And the only way he was going to get to watch the fireworks of any sort was from Washington, D.C. or Boston or wherever.
Sure.
Lightning had hit his power pole and blown everything out through his whole house. So we went and hung out and got everything going again. So at least he had a functional television set with some kind of signal coming to it via cable so he could watch those fireworks. And I also see it almost every day when I go to the care homes, for lack of a better word, because a lot of those people, maybe this is the wrong thing to say, but it seems like they get dropped off there to disappear. And
well, they do, and it pisses me off. Mm-hmm. I've done several shows about the way that our senior citizens, our grandmothers and grandfathers are treated. It really bothers me. Mm-hmm. It disturbs me a lot. It says a lot about the the morals and the ethics and the hypocrisy and the bullshit that the American people are putting out. It's just, I can't understand how people can treat their parents and the grandmothers and grandfathers and aunts and uncles that way just because they get old. Everybody is going to get old.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, all of us are going to die. Nobody escapes alive from this place. And you'd think because they take care of us so well when we're little that we'd be willing to do the same for them when they're old. And plus, we're losing that brain trust.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing all of the knowledge and wisdom and everything that they've learned when we take them and warehouse them somewhere because we don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when you have a person like that, if they could turn on their television and see what they're hearing about going on around them, and I mean locally, that they don't get to see. Like, there may be a grandson.
Yeah.
Is it the All-Star football match?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're not going to get to see it because ain't no one going to come pick them up.
I wonder what the city council's going to think when we start televising city council meetings.
We'll have to find out when they're going to be.
And we are going to do it. So if you're in politics around here, you better get ready for that. local football games and basketball games and events for the children of the valley and important things.
Mm-hmm. Like Eager Days.
Eager Day, that's important.
Long running tradition that a lot of people may have helped out with it at one time and now they can't go see it.
Yeah. In fact, Eager Days, if they keep holding it right in the same place, we won't even have to take a camera down there. All we need is put it on a tripod with a telescopic lens, and we can record everything that happens at Eager Days right from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean literally everything. And for sound, all we need to do is have a roving reporter down there with sound transmitted up here that we can just pipe in over the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be really good.
Skycam.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We can do traffic reports in the helicopter over Maine and Central. And
watch out, we have a car at the light.
There's lots of things that we're going to do, and we're going to build up to that slowly. But I guarantee you, folks, we're going to be doing those things. Plus, we're going to be able to show you documentaries and programs that the communist news networks and the New World Order crowd just absolutely will not show on the establishment media because they don't want the American people to know the things that you're going to see and hear.
Mm-hmm.
On these tapes. Like night before last, we did Waco, the Rules of Engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, we did the first 2 hours of legality of the income tax seminar that was held at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., that was carried on C-SPAN. We did the first 2 hours of that, and tonight we're going to do the second 2 hours. And we'll rerun it later on in case you missed it at some point. And next week, for 4 nights, we're going to do Waco, the Rules of Engagement, followed by Waco, a New Revelation. So, if you're not up to speed at what happened at Waco, Texas, I didn't make these documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
These were made by people who set out to try to prove that the government was right and shut everybody like me up. And what they discovered actually chilled their blood. And the documentary they made supports and proves that everything I've ever told you about Waco is right. I was down there broadcasting from the scene. Were you listening when I was... did my original broadcast from Waco while that was going on?
When it could be gotten, because there was a few technical difficulties where...
Well, they burned the radio station.
Yeah.
And then
other ones where it would come in and out based on when something else would come on and off.
Yeah. I knew I was onto something, and I knew I was right when they burned the radio station to the
mm-hmm.
ground to shut me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to switch, in 24 hours, I had to switch radio stations. I went from WWCR to WRNO. And WWCR had to rebuild their whole station
mm-hmm.
from the ground up. Everything was burned. That's so. Yeah, you've been around for a long time listening to me flap my jaw, huh?
Mm-hmm. In fact, that fact, a tape that I had said, hey, what tape is this? One day we were talking about the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Actually, I guess it would be the origins of money. You know, as far as you went back to the dollar.
That was,
never say it right, dollar.
That was old, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The old. Okay, well, you've got some stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's going to be a lot of people in the Round Valley are scratching their heads. There ain't no television station. Well, folks, there really is. And Doyle is here. In case you thought I was, you know, blowing smoke, Doyle, tell them, is there a real television station in Round Valley?
Yes, there is.
And does it really work?
Yes, it works.
And anybody in the whole Round Valley can receive it if they want to?
Yes, they can.
And brilliant color and beautiful sound, right? Okay. You heard it.
Like me trying to tune in Dinah Shore.
He was trying to tune in a black and white picture and make it color because he knew we were broadcasting color. He just didn't know that that part of the program was in black and white as an old Doris Day show. And it was only on for a couple of minutes. But now you're going to tell them what they need, the cheapest that they need. I mean, they can go higher if they want.
Yes.
And folks, if you're in the fringe area, I mean, if you're way out on the very edge of town anywhere, I would recommend that you go up in quality a little bit on the stuff that Doyle's going to tell you about. None of it costs very much money. And if you get the roof antenna that's on sale right now at Radio Shack for $24.95, I don't care where you are, you're going to get Round Valley Television so beautiful and so clear, and you're going to be so happy that, you know, if you can afford it, that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's have a little music first, keep you in suspense for a couple, and then Doyle's going to tell you how to make all this stuff work and hook it up, what you need, and all that kind of stuff. So, don't go away.
I got a hot shower, I haven't understand it all. You, I got a hot shower, I haven't burning my legs. You, so cool, keep your skin all pretty, keep going. We're gonna rock them up. I know I got a hot shower, I haven't understand it all the way. You, I got a hot shower, I haven't been it for a cool time. I got a hot shower, I had a moment when they asked him to die. So what do you say? Nothing comes along to me. I got a hot shower, I had a pretty boy to die. I jumped back and let us through. We got some wheeling and a dealing to do. I step on my new sports car. They're gonna think that I'm the Maharaja. With a hot shower, we can have a boy singing day. I got a hot shower, and I got the love to do. So good, get yourself all pretty. We're gonna rock them up. I know I got a hot shower, and I'm gonna spend it all with you. I got a hot shower, and I'm gonna spend it all with you.
Well, that's right, folks. We had a hot dollar, and we spent it all on you. And some of you out there, you know, sent us that hot dollar,
mm-hmm.
along with some of the hot dollars that belong to the trusts around here. And we built you a television set for the Round Valley. And it's community service. It's for entertainment and education. You're never going to see anything. You're not going to see the bad programming you see on anywhere else. You're going to see good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And good documentaries and good entertainment, and it's going to be for the whole family. Now, occasionally, some of the documentaries we show that may be run late at night may not be for the viewing of children. For instance, I would not recommend that children watch Waco, The Rules of Engagement.
No.
Or Waco, A New Revelation. So you're going to have to be the judge, because we're not going to tell anybody what they should or should not watch. Mm-hmm. We're just going to provide it for you. So, you know, you're going to have to judge whether or not your children should be sitting there. Oh, yeah, it just reversed, yeah, okay. Okay, so here's Doyle.
Hello. All right. Well, first off, we'll start out with the most inexpensive method of acquiring a good picture on Channel 15.
Just when you watch that while you're talking, make sure it doesn't go in the red, you'll be fine.
Okay. Anyway, the most inexpensive method, if you are within half a mile of range of the transmitter here, you can get a good clear picture and good audio by just getting a simple UHF. Now that's the key thing, UHF, not VHF antenna. They make various types. The one version that I have tried that I just bought here at the local Radio Shack, it's called a UHF bow tie antenna. The model number, if you want it, is 15-234E as an echo. And this cost me $2.99. The other item that you'll need, if you have another signal coming into your TV currently, such as the mini dishes or a C-band, a large satellite dish, or cable, whatnot, you're going to need some kind of combiner. This basically looks like a typical fitting that would go on the back of your television, which is an F-fitting. Generally, these combiners are push-on. You'll have two different means to connect to it, in which you'll use both of them. One is the F81 barrel. It's the female part of the F-fitting. And then you're going to have two screw lugs, which I don't know if lugs is a proper term, but they're two screws. And that part will be for your antenna. And that's because that part is 300 ohm, whereas your input to your television and other inputs are 75 ohm. This unit is called, at Radio Shack, a 75 ohm coax VCR to TV signal combiner. And basically, the reason you would need this is if you have a modern television set with just the F fitting and no other means to plug into it. Some of the modern television sets have 20 inputs on them, depending on how much you want to plug into them. This will allow you to plug your current viewing, such as satellite or whatnot, plus a external antenna at the same time. And then the only issue to deal with is your television set, the menu itself.
Sounds complicated and expensive to me.
No, it isn't. This unit here is the most expensive part, the combiner splitter, slash splitter. And that was $3.49. And that's right here at the Springerville Eager Radio Shack.
Yeah, so for a total of what, $7, $8?
Yeah, I got out $7.03. Yeah.
$7.03. And how are you getting the Channel 15 at your house?
Excellent. Even when I first threw it on and called you, it was laying on the carpet, and I was listening and watching everything with the light snow. That was it. That's laying on the carpet, I stress.
That was with your antenna laying flat down on the carpet.
Yeah, flat down on the carpet. If you just even pick it up and orient it any sort of fashion or get it up away from a whole bundle of electrical outlets and plug-in lines in the back of your TV, VCR, everything, then it clears right up. I mean, we're not talking digital television, but it's excellent.
Yeah.
It's nothing that you wouldn't mind watching for hours if it was a documentary where you had to see details and whatnot.
So that's about it, folks. Now, if you want to make sure that you get the best picture possible, we recommend an outside antenna. You don't have to have an outside antenna. Any indoor rabbit ear UHF antenna, make sure it has UHF capability. Don't just go pick up a rabbit ear off the shelf. It's got to have UHF capability in order to work right. And most of these things do, but some of them are just for VHF, and so you don't want to get that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask the people at Radio Shack or wherever you're going to buy your antenna. You can buy it. You can go over to Walmart. I don't care where you go, Kmart, any place. But make sure you get one that has that's a UHF antenna or combination UHF-VHF. None of them are expensive. None of them at all. And all you need is just the one that sits on top of your TV set that that you plug into the back of the set. And if you have a cable or satellite, you're going to need to get the VCR to TV signal combiner, which is only $3.49.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But if you want to make sure you get the best reception possible, and even get reception from some of the Phoenix channels from Greens Peak, because they are broadcasting from up there, in case you didn't know that, get an outside antenna. And right now, an 80-inch outside antenna is on sale at Radio Shack for
$24.99.
What's the
mom number is 15-2152. And I just stumbled across that, getting this other stuff. They had to add a little display card up.
Yeah. And just to help everybody, because I know there's people out there who are not electrically or mechanically inclined. You volunteered to help them out for a small fee. If they want you to go to their house and get the parts and hook it up and make everything work, why don't you talk about that, Doyle?
Okay. If anybody doesn't feel that they can install this on their own, or they've tried and aren't getting anything, if you'll just contact us via phone, 1 to 5 in the afternoon, or P.O. Box, then we'll arrange a time that I can come out there, and if you'll get these parts, and if you'll just tell me your location, I can help you better with what exactly to get. For $10, I'll make sure you're on, and you'll be watching TV.
Yeah, and I'll make this further guarantee. If Doyle can't get a good color picture and sound on your TV set, won't be charged anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take the parts back, and you won't be charged a nickel, nothing. So for $10, we'll get you on the air. And if he can't make our station come in real clear and beautiful on your TV set, it won't cost you anything. There will be no charge whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I'll take care of that and reimburse Doyle for his time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just use the parts for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And but you've got to remember, if you can't expect a miracle. So if you call us on the worst monsoon day in the world and want it installed.
Yeah, there's sometimes when we may not even broadcast. You all know that when severe electrical storms are in this area, I take 101.1 FM off the air, and I'll do the same with the TV station, because we can't afford to get our equipment fried.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford to insure all this stuff. We can't afford to purchase new equipment if it gets fried. And when there's severe electrical activity in the atmosphere, nothing works right. It disturbs the signal for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll call 4578, write this down, 4578, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. any afternoon, except for Sunday. Please don't call on Sunday. Between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. any afternoon, then I'll get your phone number and give it to Doyle. Doyle will call you and arrange for an appointment. And he may ask you some questions about what kind of TV you've got and whether you've got cable or satellite or whatever. And he'll come out, and for $10, he'll get you on the air. Now, you can do this yourself if you want to. You don't have to call us, and you don't have to use Doyle's services. But Doyle knows what he's doing, and if you don't know what you're doing, there's no shame in that. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. So don't be ashamed to admit it. Doyle will get you so that you can receive Channel 15, and if you can't, it's no charge. You won't be charged anything, and we'll say, you know, we tried our best. For some reason, it doesn't work here. Sorry about that, and adios, amigo. Wish you well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Anything else?
Yeah, the last thing I wanted to mention is that most of your basically, look at your television set in two ways before you tackle this project. You have the newer sets that I'm going to call digital, all digital, where you can hit a menu button, pull up a menu on the screen, and at that point you can go to input, select, channel, various things like that. Every brand calls them different. At that point, you would have to go in and just select air or antenna to receive this. But if you have an older television set that you're using, which are better, and I'm talking from experience, or one laying around that you can put back into service, the kind with the tuning knobs, I'll call them analog. They had the.
In other words, an old television set.
Yeah, with the knobs around your channel selector. Those will be really simple. Plug in the antenna and go. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
And then use the knob on the outside. All that does is change the frequency, the modulation of it, to tune it in better for that particular channel that you've selected. In this case, it'll be 15 UHF. But if you're using a modern, totally digital, menu-driven television set with VCRs and everything else in the way, you're going to have to go to the menu and jump over to antenna or air.
Some of those are complicated, huh?
Yes, they.
So, you know, for the same thing, for $10, Doyle, you just call us and Doyle will come out and he'll hook you all up and get you good reception. And then if you've got one of those kinds of TV sets, he'll write down instructions step by step on a piece of paper and leave it with you on what to do to watch Channel 15 and how to get back to your other system and watch it, so that you won't be confused by your own television set. Now, Doyle's an expert at this. He really is. He works with these things every single day. And half the calls he gets are from people who have nothing wrong with their cable system. It's just that they don't know how to work their own TV.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it's not their fault. No. They go to work every day, and they're not thinking about how to work the TV. They get home, and and somebody has pressed the wrong button, and nothing works anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Doyle can fix that up for you, too.
All right. I think that'll cover the basics. That gives the part numbers and the descriptions of what is needed as far as in this area. That particular antenna at Radio Shack is a good-looking unit, that one on sale right now, the large unit. It's 80 inches. It's a very large aerial, arrow-shaped. And as Bill was saying Monday, look at it like an airplane, point the pointy end towards the hill.
Yeah, towards the transmitter.
Yeah.
And you'll get a brilliant picture.
Mm-hmm. And I would suggest in these winds, as Bill also did on Monday, put it in your attic.
Yeah, unless you've got some kind of a good strong outdoor thing to attach it to. Because if it's in your attic, it'll get the same reception as if it's outside.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've got a steel-reinforced attic.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, the steel reinforcement would act as a Faraday shield and block the signals. But nobody who lives in any of the houses around here that I know of has anything in their attic except wood and shingles on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get exactly the same reception because wood doesn't stop radio and television waves, transmission waves. So there you have it. Well, let's open the phones, 520-333-4578. If you live in the Round Valley and you want to ask Doyle some questions about any of this, I would be happy to take your call. Doyle will be happy to answer your questions. If you live anywhere else and you want to call in and talk about any of this, that's fine too. 520-333-4578, phones open. Also, if any of you in the Round Valley have already been watching Channel 15, Round Valley Television, I'd like to hear from you to hear what you've got to say about it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Billy Doyle.
Hello.
From Buffalo, again. I just wanted to toss in a little technical advice concerning the outdoor antennas. It's nice to hear somebody give kind words about my fair company, Radio Shack. To the listeners who would opt to go with the outdoor antenna, they do make a UHF-only outdoor antenna. If you're going to go that route, use the 300-ohm twin lead antenna cable to come in. It works better for UHF. And that's about it.
Hey, yeah, that's I should have brought that up. I wasn't even thinking. That's really what you need to make it work right.
Yeah.
Really, because if you try throwing up 75 ohm cable coaxial with no baling or nothing in the way, then it's the picture's never going to be good.
Yeah, most of the VHF UHF combo antennas for outdoors that we carry have the matching transformer in it for 75 ohm. 75 ohm is good for VHF, but it's not the best for UHF because UHF likes to ride along the outside.
Exactly. Right.
Using on that stuff is just too thick.
Yeah, exactly. It rides on the outside of the actual conductor. Yeah.
Right. It bounces between the two leads.
This is stuff that Doyle needs to address depending on the antenna and what TV he's hooking up at the time, because people listening to this broadcast aren't even going to understand what you're talking about. So we got to talk to the audience, remember, not private conversations between us and Doyle. Okay?
All righty.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck, Bill, again.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. And phones are open, taking your calls. And if you live in the Round Valley and you've already been watching Channel 15, we'd like to hear from you. Or if you need to ask Doyle some questions about how to hook up your television set so you can get it, now's the time. Didn't cost you a penny. If you call us for him to come out to your house, it's going to cost you $10. Unless he can't make it work. Then it won't cost you a penny either. 520-333-4578. Anybody from anywhere else can call also if you want to. If you, I don't care, want to talk about anything. Doyle hasn't been on the air with me for a while. And some of you who used to listen to the broadcast that Doyle did, I don't know whether you might want to talk to him or not. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Dave calling from Stop Choppy.
I just got your don't forget the book message.
Oh, yeah, good. You know, I found your broadcast tonight very interesting because I use a UHF TV antenna with RG59U that's 52 ohm impedance, and I run it into an 800 megahertz scanner, and of course, like you say, it's not legal to listen to cellular calls, but you can knock down cell sites in excess of 50 miles.
Yeah, that is totally possible. I can. Sorry about that. That UHF covers all that same broad band. It'll skip around. A lot of what you can pick up also is you can occasionally you can even get skip from other states. You might all of a sudden pick up something, hear an accent that you're not familiar with.
Right.
And yeah, it's carrying on the outside. Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah. Well, it's just an interesting tip that if a person has an extra UHF antenna or into scanners, they can use that, and that's a beam, so they rotate it to whatever city they want to pick up. Well, I'll let you go, and I want to congratulate you both on your accomplishment.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
That's Sock Choppy Dave. Yeah. 520-333-4578, the number, and we're waiting for your call. 520-333-457. I don't think we're going to get any calls from the Valley.
No.
They're all gutless. They're afraid somebody's going to recognize their voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I'm telling you, it's true. 520-333-4578. Except for maybe three people that I know.
Uh-huh.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. There's just two things.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you can spare Doyle for parts away from the Valley sometime, you know.
Parts away from the Valley? What are you talking about?
Well, maybe he could work wonders somewhere else as well.
Like where? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, Canada?
That's right.
I doubt if we could help you up there.
No.
Well, that's fine. But anyway, there was just two things, like I said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the second thing. I was listening to you last week, and I opened my Bible to the place. It's in Romans chapter 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given.
Sorry, but we don't preach on this broadcast. This is not a religious broadcast, never was. We don't preach, okay? You want to preach, build a church, and they will come. I don't care what denomination it is, that's your business, but we don't preach on this broadcast, okay? We believe in freedom, freedom of religion, and so you practice your own religion in your own home or your own church or in your own park on your own soapbox, but not on my free speech dollar. 520-333-4578 is the number. Why do people do that, Doyle?
I have no idea, quite honestly.
I don't understand why people do that. You know, it's okay to talk about religion on this broadcast. It's okay to have educational programs that educate people about religion, but we don't preach, period. That's it. You know, I'll tell you what my religion is, and at the same time, I'll tell you that you don't have to belong to my religion. I'm not trying to proselyte anybody when I do that, but we don't preach. 520-333-4578. Is the number, and we got time for maybe two or three more calls,
mm-hmm.
if anybody's going to call.
32,176, take 7.
Did that get your attention?
Oh, that's what they're even doing. Let them meet me from the way. Baby, I am just there. Right here on the loving you. Let them swing on the stuff if they want. Or sit up on cloud 92. We'll wish them all the best. Well, I found happiness right here on earth, loving you. Well, there's nothing wrong with Venus. That's as precious as you are. Your world of love between us. So little girl, why should I have to go that far? Little black in the sky, let the dirty. In the art of the speech, dreams come true. Let them go, let them go. Baby, I'll see you right down below. Right here on earth, loving you. Oh, dear.
Well, looks like nobody's going to call. Nobody outside of the Round Valley is calling because this really doesn't concern them. And nobody in the Round Valley is calling because if they're Mormon, they don't want to get chewed out for 6 hours on Sunday by their bishop because they called in to the most dangerous radio host in America.
Vagrants.
And And the rest of them are just gutless. They're afraid that somebody might recognize their voice. But I guarantee you that they'll take advantage of all of the free things that we give them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. That's fine, because in the process, we're going to help them learn a lot of things that they need to learn that's going to help save this nation. And that's what that's all about from this end. So, want to say goodnight, Dora?
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, folks. God bless each and every single one of you, whether you're gutless or have more courage than the greatest, most courageous hero in the world. We love you all. That's why we do all these things. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you.
Let 'em go to the thunder in a racket. Oh, that's what they're aiming to you. Let 'em be from the way where I aim to stay. Right here on earth, loving you. And let 'em swing from the thunder if they want. Oh, pick up on cloud 92. Well, I wish you all the best. I found happiness right here on earth, loving you. There's nothing in the moment of being that's as precious as you are. We got worlds of love between them. So little girl, if I should I help you move that thunder, let them fly through the sky like a bird. May all the stars be your dream. Let them go, let them go. Better I'm still out there below, right here on earth, loving you. Loving you, loving you, loving you.